These are really trying times that we are living in. And we pray and thank thee that we have the Lord Jesus Christ to follow. You know. And they've have caused fear, frustration, worry, uncertainty, the unknown, the waiting, the anxiety. But the Bible has told us that these things are going to happen more and more frequently and more devastating as time goes on. It's bad and it's ugly. But I believe it's truly that it's the aftermath that is the most severe, that brings the most frustration, the most fear, and the uncertainty to people. And whether we're new in the faith or we've been in the faith a long time, should God's people still have these problems, these fears, and these frustrations? Should these problems lessen as we grow in faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? But what about our belief or our doubt? The doubt that we may have, and that's what I want to talk about today, the doubt that we may have in our lives. So let's have a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father and our God, we've gathered here to worship thee this day, to give thanks to thee, Father, for thou art our God, for the Sabbath day, for the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Redeemer, knowing that through Jesus that we may have eternal life, the surety of coming, the surety of the second return of our Lord to collect his people, to take them home, to spend that 1,000 years in heaven, and then come back down to this earth and have it made new, with sin completely eradicated. Oh, Father God, thank you for the truth that we may have in the surety of thy word. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Yes, we probably all have doubts at one time or another. And we know that it's not sinful or wrong to have these doubts. And doubts can often be the catalyst for spiritual growth. And I pray that it is with each one of us. That and our doubts often fall into three categories. The first one are intellectual doubts that we have, and this mostly is concerned with people outside the church. Is the Bible the Word of God? Is Jesus the Son of God? Did he really rise from the dead? Second, there are spiritual doubts, and these are most often for people in the church. Am I really a Christian? Have I truly believed? Why is it so hard to pray? Why do I still feel guilty? And at times, the time I know that I do, I still feel that guilty. And then there's circumstantial doubts. And this is the largest category that falls under the impasse, compasses the ways of life that we live in today. And we know that which aren't good. We know that there's no utopia out there. No place of perfection. But we have that there. Why did my child die? Why did my marriage break up? Why can't I find a spouse? Why did my friend betray me? And we know that that's happened to many of us. We're driving down the road. We come to a stop sign. And there's two ways to go. One road takes us on the biblical road of faith. And also, the other road takes us on the road of pain, of living in a fallen world. And we do live in a fallen world. We are in darkness in this world today. But then there's the nature of doubt that we all may have. We need to understand several things as we look at the topic of our doubts that we have. Many people believe that doubt is the opposite of faith. We know that that's not it. Unbelief is the opposite of faith. to get rid of that unbelief that we may have from time to time. No. Unbelief is a willful refusal to believe, while doubt refuses to the inner uncertainty that we have. Many people think that doubt is unforgivable, but we know that it isn't. God does not condemn us if we do have doubt. He even asks us to test him. Both Job and David repeatedly questioned God, but they were not condemned. God is big enough to handle all of our doubts that we have, all of our questions that we may have pertaining to the life that we're leading, pertaining to the walk that we need to walk with Jesus Christ. Many people think that if we're struggling with doubt, we have a lack of faith. We know that that's not true either. Struggling with God usually is a sure sign that we are truly having that faith that we need to follow our Lord Jesus Christ, praying that our faith grows daily to that. And we know that if we are not struggling, our faith will not grow. And there's a doubt of, let's look at it, we'll see one, how he dealt with the doubt that he had and how Jesus showed him, and that's John the Baptist. He was confused and frustrated that he was in prison. So he sent messengers to Jesus to ask a very pertinent question. That's in Matthew 11, 2 and 3. That was our scripture meditation for today. Are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else? Let's turn to John 1, if you would. John chapter 1. John chapter 1, verses 29 and 34. 29 and 34. Verse 29, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And then 34, and I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Here's a man who still had doubts about Jesus. How could he, knowing who Jesus really was, to harbor such doubt in his life? What John was privileged to, we can read as we read his life, evidence that he was able to see. Yes, John was without doubt, especially with what was happening to him. And the messengers that were sent there were told to go to John and tell him the things that they had seen. We can have doubts ourselves and have questions too. And as with John, we need to ask ourselves to look at the results and how Jesus treated people. He is our example to follow. And I pray that each one of us will follow our Lord all the way with all of our doubts, with all of our questions. And it's no wonder that John languished in there in that prison, not knowing when he was going to be released. He thought he probably would be released. But he began to doubt. But then he knew enough to ask the right question. Are you the one sent from heaven, or is there someone else who will be our Savior? Are you really the promised Messiah? And the Lord gives a very distinctive answer. He doesn't rebuke John or tear him down. He simply gives John the evidence that he needs to regain his faith. And I pray that God does that with us every day. And he will do it for us today. Go back, Jesus tells the messengers, and tell John what you have seen. Jesus then gives the evidence in Matthew chapter 11, verse 5. Matthew 11, verse 5. Matthew 11, verse 5. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleaned, the deaf hear, the dead are brought back to life, the poor have the gospel preached to them. Jesus is essentially saying, go back and tell John that in my name, the hurting people of the world are being totally transformed. And I pray that we are being totally transformed today. It's like Jesus saying, John may doubt me, but I don't doubt him. He's still my man. He's still on my team. And I still believe in him. And we can have that assurance today. John, or Jesus, understood John's doubts. And John had genuine faith. And we can have that same genuine faith today in our walk with our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is Jesus able to see genuine faith in each one of our lives? Even with all of our doubts that we may have from time to time, our unanswered questions that we have, something happens or someone said something to you maybe, and then you have a doubt or you have a question. He said, John Baptist is still my man. Doubt and all. And it's incredible. And it's the same with us today, even with all of our doubts. In today's doubts, maybe we should have over the every door, church door, a two-word sign. Doubters, welcome. This should be the church's message. If you had doubts, come inside. If you have questions, come inside. If you are uncertain, come inside. If you are a skeptic, come inside. If you're searching for truth, come inside. Doubt does have its good uses. Deep doubt is often our prelude to a genuine faith that we can have. It will help us to have our faith deepen daily. And there's four ways that we can move from doubt to faith. And as I said before, doubt is not sinful, but it can be dangerous. It can lead to sin. It can lead to a turning away from our Lord Jesus Christ. But it can also spur enormous spiritual growth in each one of us. It's what we do with that doubt that we have that matters. We have to take that doubt to our Lord. And there's four suggestions on how to handle doubt that will help us get rid of that doubt that we may have from time to time. We need to admit our doubt and ask for help. To many of us, that's a hard thing to do, to ask for help in anything, in any form. But that's what John the Baptist did. And we know that God can handle anything that we bring to him. He can handle our doubts, our fears, our worries, our uncertainties, our unanswered questions that each one of us may have. We know that he takes care of the universe without our help. And we know that our doubt won't upset him. We need to go to him with our doubts, cry out and ask for help. We know that we don't have to fight alone. So we need to go to someone that we believe that has a strong faith and a godly insight. Ask them to help you along the way as you face your doubts that you have. Because many times we can't do it by ourselves. We need to act on our faith, not on our doubts. That's what Noah did. when he built the ark. That's what Abraham did when he left Ur of the Chaldees and when he was asked to sacrifice Isaac. What an ordeal for someone to sacrifice your own son. But we know that our God, our Heavenly Father, did in giving us the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what Moses did when he walked through the Red Sea on dry land. The same with David as he faced Goliath. Joshua as he walked around Jericho. Daniel when he was put into the lion's den. And Nehemiah when he built the wall. They all had their doubts. These great heroes had their doubts, just as we have our doubts today. They didn't have any advance notice how everything was going to turn out in their lives. But they took a deep breath, believed in God, decided to trust God. And on their faith, they stood on their faith and not their doubts. We can do the same thing today. We know that our faith will continually grow stronger each day if we start our lives, our daily life out with our Lord Jesus Christ and end our day with our Lord Jesus Christ. To follow the commandments, to follow the Word of God, so that we show to the world, to our God, that we accept His love, we accept His gift, and we love Him for it. We don't want to do anything that hurts our God and our Savior. Doubt our doubts, not our faith. That means that we should not cast away our faith as we walk in that valley of darkness. And have you ever been in that valley of darkness? I have. Many times I didn't know the way out. It was only through the Lord Jesus Christ and His Word that I was able to get through it. And we walk, all of us walk in that valley of darkness time to time. Many of us may find us there in that valley quite often for one reason or another. When we find ourselves in that valley, we're sorely tempted to give in to our doubts. We know that we have to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that as we're walking in that darkness, we need to turn on the light. And that is the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, who marks our pathway with the lamp that we may be able to see. We need to remember two words. As we talked about it in Sabbath school this morning, keep walking. Just keep walking, moving forward in faith. We know that what would have happened if Lot's wife had done that, had not looked back through faith, continued with Lot and his daughters. We need to keep going back to what we know is truth. And this can be the most important part in dealing with our doubts that we have. After considering the suffering of life, the perils and tribulations of following Christ, Paul triumphantly concluded Romans chapter 8. If you would turn to that, verses 38 and 39. Romans chapter 8. You can read those for yourself. But he declares, "For I am persuaded," and he declares that nothing in all the universe can separate us from the love of God. And that's true for us today as well as it was in Paul's time. Now, if you would turn to 2 Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 1. And verse 12 was read before. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. We can add that same promise. With whom I have believed. We pray that we know that God never turns an honest doubter away. We need to come to him with our doubts, our skepticism. Doubt is not sin. It's what we do with our doubts that will gain us our faith that we have. And it makes all the difference what we do with those doubts, turning them over to our God. We can't let our doubts keep us away from God, away from the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to come to him just as we are with our doubts. And we know that he will not turn us away. That's the surety of the word that God has given to each and every one of us, to know that he will not turn us away. And once we come unto him, he will never leave us. We have free will, free choice, whether to follow our God or not, whether to turn away from that pathway that leads to eternal life or the pathway that leads to total destruction. I pray that each one of us have chosen the right pathway to follow. Oh, yes, our Heavenly Father, but I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able. We know that he is able for anything that we bring to him. He can take care of all of our problems if we totally rely upon him. We know that times are tough and they're going to get worse. We know the world is going into total darkness. We have the surety of our Lord coming again, and it is soon to happen. So we pray this day, Father, that our faith will grow, our doubts, our questions will diminish as we walk along that pathway that leads to eternal kingdom. So be with each one of us as we go from this place, giving us the guidance for the week that we need, knowing that the Holy Spirit is living within us, that he is able to guide us if we allow him. So please be with us. Be with your church, wherever it is in this world. We pray for these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen.